Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we bring you the second half of the biggest night in the radio and audio calendar, the Oscars of our industry, the Arias, which this year were at the Roundhouse in London and hosted by Rylan and Tyler West. Later on, we'll hear what happened when I ran around grabbing some of the winners at the after party. But first, we continue with the next 11 categories, starting with Best Sonic Branding.
Right, our next award is for Sonic Branding, which I thought would be a slam dunk for the little blue hedgehog, but that is just me showing my age. It's all about the ingenious sound work that we instantly recognise, but maybe sometimes take for granted. The promos, our jingles, imaging, creative campaigns that come together to give a station, a show, or a brand its personality and make it stand out from the crowd. To present the Best Sonic Branding Award, supported by Beats Bakery, please welcome the head of podcast at DMG Media and host of the new podcast, Tales from the Celebrity Trenches, your friend and mine, Jamie East.
The Bronze Award goes to BBC Asian Network. The Silver Award goes to BBC Radio 2. And the gold for Best Sonic Branding, supported by Beats Bakery, goes to an entry the judges praised for its mischievous humour, outstanding technical craft, and massive sense of togetherness. The winner is Super Scoreboard, Clyde Wadd.
It's always really nice for us in Scotland to come down and join you here in London and be part of what happens and celebrate great radio. But the thing I'd love to say is that you want to enjoy radio, you want to have a great career in radio, look for what's going on in the central belt of Scotland. Some magical things happening there. We've got other brands as well. The guys from Global are doing some great stuff too. STV Radio's come in, but the Bauer guys, they do what the people there want. And Clyde One Super Scoreboard, since 1979, has been the world's best football show. And there are guys here who present it, who work in the background, and it's the best coverage in the best city for football. And we're so delighted. This is an amazing award. Thank you so much, everyone.
I think it's the best radio in the world is happening in the central belt of Scotland right now, and I'm so proud to have just been able to get it recognised in a certain way.
Of course.
You learn so much, some powerful breakfast shows, some powerful emotions, and the best connection, not just in the UK, but in the world in terms of the audience, the presenter-audience connection. You just have to listen to an hour or 15 minutes of the stations in Scotland and they'll make you smile.
Now, Roundhouse, I need you to listen very carefully, because next up, we come to an award that isn't in your programmes. So this is a surprise to everyone in this room, including the winner of the Audio Academy Special Recognition Award this evening. They don't know, someone does. And here to present it is the man that does know. He was born to do it. It's the one and only Craig David!
So firstly, it's a pleasure to present this award to someone who's shaped the musical landscape in the UK for so many years. From club concerts, to pirate radio stations, to primetime broadcasting, this special human being has brought black music into the mainstream. Now, his impact on artists, audiences and broadcasters cannot be overstated. I personally owe so much to this man. Not only has he championed me when I was an unsigned artist, but who truly cares about the music. And he's someone who's used his voice on and off the microphone to make a difference in so many artists' careers, in the way in which they were signed, and finding ways in which he could champion them, even into the record companies to sign them in that respect. He changed radio, the landscape of radio. He found ways to make people feel seen. Not only is he a beautiful human being, he truly cares about people. And I think that's one of the biggest things for me as an artist, is to see someone throughout the years who cares about the artistry, cares about the songs. So this award, as we said, it recognises outstanding contribution to music, radio and audio. And it celebrates a career defined by passion, taste, and a great generosity of spirit. Now, if you don't already know and got a little feeling who this could be, he was on Kiss back in the 80s, Radio 1 in the 90s, One Extra in the 2000s, and now has his weekday afternoons on BBC Radio 2. He's a true champion of R&B and soul and hip hop. So it's my enormous pleasure to represent and bring on for the represent the Special Recognition Award to my good friend and the legend that is Trevor Nelson.
Wow. Why'd you do that to me? Well, I didn't expect that. I did not expect that. Thank you very much. I don't know where to start, really. I started DJing in the 80s. Yeah, a long time ago. It was very exciting. It cost me a lot of money. I was very scared. Records cost a lot of money in those days. But I loved the music so much. I loved black music so much. I felt it was underrepresented throughout all my career. And I always said when I got the opportunity, I would always put the music first. Always try and, you know, if you're passionate about any style of music, if you put the music first, good things will happen to you, trust me. I know we're in a world where it's about me, but I'd like to think when my name's mentioned, people think of soul, R&B or good music. And that's all I've ever cared about. When this young man came along, he was 18 years old, couldn't believe it. One of the best artists I've ever seen at 18. And I was just glad that I was someone on MTV and BBC that could help him, because so many people like him before didn't have that backup, and it was fantastic. People like you, artists like you, Craig, have made my job so easy and made my job really enjoyable. But I've got to do some thank yous, so many thank yous. I'm going to start with Kiss Pirate Radio. I'd never, ever, ever been on a microphone before, and in the 80s, if you had a lot of records, you got on Kiss, you got on pirate radio station, even if you couldn't speak. We're on there. There were people on there who couldn't even speak. I'm like, ugh. I was terrible. I didn't want to sound like I wanted to be there. I just wanted to play music. We got a license in 1990, changed the landscape of dance music in this country forever. So big up Kiss. And then, you know, I love Kiss FM so... Sorry, I'm going to be more than 3 minutes. I love Kiss FM so much I did not want to leave, but I had that feeling that I had to be national. And when Radio 1 came calling, I didn't hesitate. So I want to thank Matthew Bannister and Andy Parfitt, Ben Cooper, Lorna Clark, who was with me at Kiss FM, who did my garden for me when I was at Kiss FM. I've got that over you, Lorna. And I've got to say, everybody at the BBC has been fantastic. 30 years I've spent at the BBC. I do have to thank too many people. I can't thank them all, but they know who they are. They're very, very special to me. I never thought I'd last 30 years. No specialist DJ lasts 30 years, apart from Pete Tong, who seems like he's going to go on forever. But it's been an enjoyable time. I want to thank all the artists. I do want to thank my current crew. I want to thank Jeff Smith particularly. He was my first producer at Radio 1, 1996, my first show. My hand was shaking when I couldn't put the needle. Do you remember, Jeff? I couldn't put the needle on the record. It was such a big deal. And now he's head of music, and he's still there. Helen Thomas, who is the most enthusiastic controller I've ever met in my life. Ever. Rosie, who's with me on my journey now on Radio 2 Daytime, another station I never thought an underground DJ like me would ever be on daytime, but somehow we're making it work and having a lot of fun. And there are a lot of people in this room that I know over the years and I've encountered over the years who make this industry so great. Everybody said no one will be listening to radio in 2026 because of streaming and podcasting, but radio's in a better place than it's ever been. And this room is proof positive of that. That, you know, it's fantastic if you can do a Ryland and go on TV and become a big star, but really and truly, the nuts and bolts of media is radio. If I've missed you, I'm sorry. Thank you. This is amazing. What a surprise. What an absolute surprise. I've never won an ARIA before, personally, even though I won one for Windrush Production, but this is Craig. You follow me around all the time, man. I love you for that, bro. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be on your feet for Trevor Nelson. Honestly, it's such a pleasure to work alongside Trevor. It really, really is. He's an absolute icon. But if any of you think of taking that amount of time to do your speech, you will be kicked off the stage from Painted Boots. Okay, time now for the next award for Best Comedy supported by Comedy UK. Now, nowhere is British comedy thriving more than in audio, with the possible exception of Westminster. And our nominees are proof positive that we are still a superpower when it comes to having a laugh. We've got hilarious writing, outstanding performances, and perfect production. These shows prove that the laughter is the best medicine. Well, that and morphine. To present the award, please welcome the winner of the Leicester Square New Comedian of the Year competition 2026. It's Roman Harris.
Here we go. And your winners are, the Bronze Award goes to Shag Married Annoyed. The Silver Award goes to The Skewer, unusual for BBC Radio 4. And finally, your gold winner for Best Comedy supported by Comedy UK is a show the judges applauded as a totally unique concept that's laugh out loud funny. Let's hear it for It's a Fair Cop. BBC Studios audio for BBC Radio 4.
Wow, this will be slightly shorter than Trevor Nelson. Quick story, a northern copper in Scunthorpe, midlife crisis, took up stand-up comedy, went to the Edinburgh Festival about 13 years ago. I played a porter cabin in a pub car park at the Edinburgh Festival. My wife and I, long-suffering wife, we flied for about 2 hours to get 10 people into the porter cabin. One day, a BBC producer called Alison Vernon-Smith walked in. No agents in wine bars. She just thought she'd have a look. She said, this is a bit different. I pitched a show to Radio 4. 10 series later, a couple of things. Thanks to the wonderful people that helped with the show. Thanks to Alison for believing in me. Thanks to Julie McKenzie for continuing to believe in me. Thanks to my long-suffering wife, not only for putting up with me in my boxes, typing lots, but also for adding loads of funny, creative content. And last but not least, long live the BBC!
I have to say as well, on a personal note, that was a bit like a fever dream, because Roman, who just presented that award 6 years ago, was one of my checkout assistants on Supermarket Sweep. Now, earlier on, you heard the first five Radio Times moments of the year, and now it is time for the other five. Please welcome back to the stage the gorgeous Tyler West.
Thank you, Rylan. Now, listen, the bar has been set high this year with so much brilliant audio to choose from. Here are the final five Radio Times moments of the year. Now, first up, Apple Music. All right, always amazing at attracting top talent. Got His Majesty himself to turn his office in Buckingham Palace into a studio and to pick out some bangers. Right, here he is in the King's Music Room.
Now, you've just heard the King's Guard playing Could You Be Loved by the late Bob Marley. This reminds me of the last time my wife and I visited Jamaica.
I always knew he was a yardie, right? Rastafari is my boy. DJ Buckingham Bass over there. Right, okay. If you happen to know, his playlist also includes Kylie Minogue and Grace Jones. Eclectic. Now, this is really special. Our next moment comes from an astonishingly courageous interview on BBC Radio Merseyside with someone that we're gonna call Sarah. Now, Sarah is a survivor of the mass stabbing at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport. Here's Sarah talking about the actions she took to protect her friends.
Some of the girls were like huddled all around, so I was just screaming at them to like run and get out, and I was just pushing them down the stairs. And then when we were in the car park, I just kind of thought to myself, if he's in there, he's going to come out and try and kill us all.
I've got to say, what a phenomenal young woman. Sarah's incredible. She's now working to tackle knife crime in memory of Alice, Elsie and Bibi, who are always and forever in our thoughts as well. Now, our next moment is called... Oh, such a good category, man. Our next moment is called The Human Cost. How tool theft pushed one listener to the brink of suicide. Now, in it, Steve Baker told Fix Radio's Clive Holland how the theft of his tools triggered his mental health collapse. He was only saved from taking his own life from a random text message, and that text message was from his two-year-old son.
For people that are in that situation, it's an easy way out. But for everyone else, they sit there and they question it and they have no answers. Why, like my son, why did dad take his own life? Was it me? Did I do something wrong? Was it something else? Was it mum's fault? Was it my brother's fault? Was it... It can cause a domino effect of issues further down the line for your family. So you're actually, you're putting everyone else in a worse position just because you feel you need to escape. I was very lucky to get that text. It might have been from a two-year-old, but it doesn't. That's here or there. At the end of the day, I got that text. 7,000 people didn't get that text. And that's heartbreaking.
Now, I've got to say, the statistics for this are... Yeah, please, round of applause for that, right? Because the statistics for this are absolutely crazy, right? In 2025, a tradesperson's tools were stolen every 12 minutes, whilst tradespeople, two tradespeople a day, took their own lives. Mental health matters. You have to speak up, you have to check in, and you have to provide a space to do it. And big up Fix Radio for providing that space to do it this evening. Now time for our next moment. This captures the most meaningful music event in history when the pop world came together to help people in the grip of famine. Right, Live Aid relived on Greatest Hits Radio. This marked the 40th anniversary of the 1985 global phenomenon and brought it back to life for a meticulously crafted 10-hour live broadcast which included reflections and memories from all its listeners.
Thank you for your Live Aid memories.
I was 9 months pregnant, waiting for my rather huge baby to arrive. So I was lounging on my mum's sofa, being waited on and watching Live Aid all day. It was very good.
Rachel says, my future husband Darren and I spent the whole afternoon and the evening sitting indoors in front of the TV. The two of us knew we were watching something epic and special and probably never to be repeated. What a day.
What a day. What a day it was. And what an example as well of music's power to create change as well. It's really important. It's really special. And finally, there's nothing like the moments of emotion that can come from sport. This is BBC Radio Scotland's Alistair Lamont when Kenny McLean scored that incredible goal against Denmark to seal his team's World Cup spot for the first time in 27 years. It was a screamer, wasn't it? It was a screamer. You can literally hear it breaking in his voice. Such a big moment to a nation, right? So if you haven't seen it, look it up. It's amazing, right? Absolute scenes. So I'm going to be back to reveal who's lifting the Radio Times Moment of the Year trophy towards the end of the show. But right now, Rylan Clark.
Let's hear it for Tyler, everyone. Right now, we're going to be finding out who wins very, very shortly. But now it is time for Best Drama or Fiction, supported by Audible. Now, audio dramas are movies for the mind. They can take you anywhere in an instant. A little bit like AI, but with originality, effort, and soul. Mixing immersive storytelling and powerful sound design, audio fiction pulls you in from the outset and stays in your head long after that program ends. And tonight's nominees prove that UK audio drama is fresher than ever. To present the award is one of my favourites. She's a restaurateur, she's the new MasterChef host, and she's one of my Ready Steady Cook chefs. It's Hannah Hall!
And the winner of the Bronze Award goes to Shirley's Party, Hooli Productions for BBC Radio 4. And the winner of Silver Award goes to Behind the Scenes at the Museum, BBC Studios Audio for BBC Radio 4. Now, I was delighted the judges said what they said about this next one because I could barely pronounce one of the words. So they said it captures the cultural zeitgeist with remarkable clarity and confidence. And that goes to Four Gammons, a Unicorn, positive for BBC Radio 4.
Oh my God, thank you so much. jumped over. I really wasn't expecting this at all. I'll be quick because I know everyone's going back to the bar. Thank you so much to Really Fool. My first ever credit as a writer was on The Skewer, which just came silver in the comedy category. So thank you to John and Tony who are here. But mainly thank you to David Tyler, who produced and directed Four Gammons, and he suggested I write this. So thank you, David, and thank you. Is that the producer and director of Four Gammons is a producer called David Tyler, and I was his assistant coming out of university. That was my first job. I made the tea, I did the photocopying, I was the broadcast assistant on loads and loads of Radio 4 shows. But he knew I wanted to be a writer, and when I had plays on in the evening, he would come and he encouraged me to write this. He basically locked me in a room and was like, come up with a drama idea, I think you should do that. And he directed and produced it, so it's very much thanks to David.
I gave them the award and I'm so proud of them.
No!
I really, this was well deserved.
Who ever won an aria with their first play?
With their very first play. I hope you feel proud.
And I commissioned it because it was truthful, it was convincing, and congratulations.
Well, Radio 4 is 100% the place for new writers. My first credit was on a Radio 4 show called The Skewer a few years ago, which was in the comedy category, and I've been so supported and so nurtured by Radio 4. I owe my entire career to Radio 4, so thank you, Radio 4.
Okay, next up, we move on to Best Commercial Partnership, supported by Rayo. Now, these are the partnerships that got the balance exactly right, creating brilliant content for audiences whilst making brands feel like a natural part of the story, not just the ad break. They're the perfect double act, like French and Saunders, Ant and Dec, or Jimmy Carr and the Taxman. To present the award, please welcome Absolute Radio and Kerrang Radio presenter, who also hosts a successful Spotify podcast on Wednesdays, We Wear Black. It's Sophie Kay!
Best Commercial Partnership, supported by Rayo. And the Bronze Award for Best Commercial Partnership, supported by Rayo, goes to, oh my loves, Wix and Bauer Media Audio. And the winner for the Silver Award goes to Comedians Chatting Cancer, Cancer Research UK and Acast. And now for the gold. The gold winner of the Best Commercial Partnership Award, supported by Rayo, is described by the judges as seamless and stylish. The award goes to How to Fail, Dove and Sony Music Podcast.
Thank you so, so much. I didn't realise when I started the podcast How to Fail that failing would become so much part of my brand that we never win awards. So this means a lot, as does the fact that when I started How to Fail in 2018, I had to eBay my wedding dress for my failed marriage to get money to buy a microphone to start it. So now to be working with this incredible team of people, particularly Kat, head of ad sales, and Frankie, who spearheaded this partnership with Dove, I want to thank Hannah, my amazing producer, Alex, who isn't here, who's also an amazing producer, Nick, and John. Thank you so, so much. And the biggest thank you of all has to go to Pamela Anderson, who is our guest on this episode. Thank you so, so much, and have a brilliant night.
Congratulations, you lovely lot. Next up, we move on to Best Technical Innovation Awards, supported by Xperi. Now, this category is about the program makers who break conventions, push the envelope, and above all else, get rid of those tired gold cliches like breaking conventions and pushing the envelope. They are the creators and teams taking sound in directions that John Logie Baer could never have dreamed of, using bold ideas and technical innovation to create groundbreaking audio experiences for all them audiences. To present this award, oh, I love this one. It's BBC Radio 1's One Extra Zen energy provider and international host, Remy Burr!
The Bronze Award goes to Train Tracks, Tandem Productions for BBC Radio 3. The Silver Award goes to The War Game, Sky and Tortoise. Now for the gold. The judges say that the winner of the gold for Best Technical Innovation, supported by Xperi, is surprising, emotional, and ultimately entertaining. It is the 2005 Ashes settling the score, BBC Radio 5 Live.
This was a collaboration with some of us who work on the cricket team, the brilliant people at the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. It's the sort of thing that can only really happen at the BBC. The BBC is full, for all its many, many faults, it's full of people who are passionate, who care about what they do, who care about the product they make, and who care about the audiences. And we found that with working with the people at the Philharmonic, and the cricket team as well is full of it. There are people like Adam Mountford who put heart and soul into what they do. Alison Castle, Toby here was superbly spent hours mixing this programme, spending so long when we must have spent hours over split seconds in that programme. Paddy Geary, who wrote the script so brilliantly, read by Charles Dance. There are so many people I can thank. I want to thank Sarah as well. And thank you to everyone at the BBC. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, you lot. Okay, next up we move to the award for Best Social Impact, supported by BBC Sounds. Big up BBC Sounds. Now, this celebrates the content and creators using audio as a genuine force for good, making a difference to the listeners' lives and the communities around them. To announce the winner, please welcome author, broadcaster, and host of Culture Conversations podcast. I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm such a fan, Jude Sarpong!
Bronze award goes to... Stop a Stroke, BBC Radio Manchester. The Silver Award goes to Pipeline, Left to Die, Daily Mail. But the winner for the Best Social Impact, supported by BBC Sound, and our judges said this show was brutal, shocking, and brilliantly well told. It is... Criminally Queer, Reduced Listening for BBC Sounds Audio Lab.
Wow, what a joy. Firstly, thank you so, so much to BBC Sounds Audio Lab for taking a punt, for taking a gamble on this story and me. What an incredible programme, and for affording me the agency and the time to tell this story. To my incredible exec, Anishka Sharma, who is an absolute powerhouse and who entrusted me with this story and kind of propelled me on. To the Reduced Listening team, whom I made the show with. What a joy to make it with you, wherever you are. The Bolton Seven were seven gay and bisexual men who in 1998 were convicted of buggery and gross indecency. And they are just seven of the 50,000 men that in the 30 years following the 1967 supposed decriminalisation of homosexuality in the UK were convicted for having or attempting to have consensual sex with other men, and it's been the honour of a lifetime to tell their story. Thank you so much.
A massive congratulations to you, lovely lot. Okay, right. We have reached the moment of the show when we reveal who's won the Radio Times Moment of the Year as voted for by the great British public. Now listen, this is very, very exciting because you've heard all the nominees, you've got your favourites, but as always, there can only be one winner, and it's the listeners who have spoken. To announce the Radio Times Moment of the Year, please welcome back Tyler Wynn!
The bronze goes to... Chelsea Ward shares her lived experience of racist abuse in Yorkshire, BBC Radio Sheffield.
Well done, Chelsea.
The Silver Award goes to Scotland vs Denmark World Cup qualifier, BBC Radio Scotland. Right, and this is it. The gold winner for the Radio Times Moment of the Year, voted for by our listeners, is Listen Love, You're Trying Ever So Hard from Bloomberg.
I'm just going to say a massive... thank you to the Audio Academy and to everyone who voted for this. And I'm also going to say that it's a year and a half since I left the BBC, and this is a new world for me. And Nigel Farage was episode 2 of our podcast, and I don't think we knew who episode 3 was going to be at that particular moment. So we've tried to make sense of the world. This week we're going to have David Dimbleby trying to make sense of UK politics. Thanks, David, for trying. And I just want to say thanks to our editor-in-chief and thanks to my amazing team, Louisa, Chris, Jessica, and everyone else who works with us at Bloomberg. And thank you all so much.
This
was the Radio Times moment of the year.
Yeah, it was.
Which was won by our interview with Nigel Farage and one particular clip in it where he got a little bit riled that I was asking about Russia and he ended up calling me love. There was an incredible lineup of moments of the year. There were so many brilliant bits of audio in that. So I felt that there was, you know, very little chance that we were going to get this, but it means a lot because people voted for it.
Yes.
I'm not sure I've ever been up for a public vote before in my life.
There we go.
So this is the first election of any kind I think I've stood in, if you can call it that. Yeah. So I'm really, really pleased to have won.
Okay, only a few more to go. And next up, we have the John Myers Local Radio Station of the Year Award, supported by RCS. Now, this award, as I'm sure you're aware, is named in honour of the great presenter, executive and former chairman of the Radio Academy, John Myers. Now, it celebrates the vital stations which sit right at the heart of their communities and which work wonders to create content that truly connects with the audience that they serve every single day. A big round of applause for all the local radio out there. Big up the local radio. To present it, please welcome, I'm living my best childhood life tonight, TV and radio host Gabby Roslin.
And the Bronze Award goes to Clyde One. And the Silver goes to Fourth One. And the gold for the John Myers Local Radio Station of the Year, supported by RCS, goes to a station that provoked our judges to tears and laughter and left a lasting impression. Congratulations, BBC Radio Merseyside!
Well, this is unexpected, but a real honour. And also, I have to say congratulations to all the other local radio stations in the category. The big thing as well is, local radio is good. We should celebrate local radio. Let's be proud of BBC Local Radio. We've had an incredible year. We've had a year which obviously has encompassed tragedy with the Southport attacks. We've had Liverpool Football Club winning the 20th league title. We've had Everton leaving Goodison Park. We've had so many stories and we're really, really lucky to do that. But we couldn't do it without all the people here and all the people that can't be here as well. I want to pay tribute to all of our colleagues, including Ben Anderson, our editor, who said, no, let you guys go tonight. So it's really, really important we acknowledge everyone who works for the radio station. Local radio, long live local radio and BBC Local Radio and Radio Merseyside. Thank you very much.
The Audio Brand of the Year Award is supported by the amazing Carver PR and recognises the brands who have made the biggest impact on the industry over the past 12 months. Now, these are the most successful names in the business, from podcast networks and production companies to streaming services, platforms and audience-facing apps. All of them are at the cutting edge of UK audio, making it the success story that it is today. Here to present the award, it's your favourite traitor and mine, it's Stephen Livy!
Goodness, hello, hello, hello. If I thought being at one round table was nerve-wracking, being in front of 100 round tables is pretty triggering. The Bronze Award for Audio Brand of the Year goes to Audio Always Original. And the Silver Award goes to Ryo. And the Gold Award for Audio Brand of the Year, supported by Carver, is described by our judges as informative, entertaining, compelling, and diverse. The winner is BBC Sounds.
John O'Wall, our director, can't be here today. He's brilliant. He leads us all so brilliantly, and he's built a culture where we try and do better every day. And we've been doing that for the whole time that we work for him. And it does add up. There's a lot of people to thank in the aggregate, and you're all in this room because you're the people that make BBC Sounds great. Everyone who runs live radio stations for the BBC, everything that you do, live radio is the soul of BBC Sounds. All of the commissioners who make brilliant content and think about the ideas that are essentially going to keep the nation coming to us and represent the best of the BBC. All of the presenters, all of the production companies, all of the indies, all of the networks, everybody, who pours creativity into commissions for the BBC. We're the reason that BBC Sounds has won this award, so it's yours. So thank you very much.
Now you've got the gold award in your hand. You're industry leaders right now. This is like the Oscars of audio.
It's a win for like so many other people.
Exactly.
Because so many people make content for us.
Facts.
And so many people run the radio stations. And in sounds, there's so many people. There's 70, 80 people all doing these incredible jobs, which are totally hidden, that no one really knows about, just trying to get better and better and better. That, plus all the indies that make stuff for us.
Yeah.
It's a gold for a very large group of people.
It's a gold for everyone. It takes an army.
And also, it's really hard to make things work.
So here we are, our final award of the night. And it is a big one. It is time to announce Station of the Year, supported by Arqiva. Now, this award celebrates the very best in UK radio, the station or network that has stood out above the rest over the past 12 months to be crowned the very, very best. Now, all eight nominees have had a spectacular year, and they are all worthy winners. But tonight, there can only be one. And to announce it, you've seen her already this evening, and she's a deserved winner herself. The host of the How to Fail podcast and Sunday Times best-selling author, Elizabeth Tay!
The winner of the Bronze Award goes to Fix Radio! The winner of the Silver Award goes to BBC Radio 2! The gold winner for UK Station or Network of the Year, supported by Arqiva, is, say the judges, completely in tune with its audience and at ease with high-quality talent. It is Hits Radio!
Wow! Oh, my Lord! What a squad. Oh, my God, right. It was like literally 4 years ago we were up here. None of us got up because we didn't believe it. And it's happened again, so wow. Rylan, Tyler, you've done an incredible job tonight. Round of applause for you guys, because this is a loud room. You've been phenomenal. Where do I start? What a list of nominations are on there. Jazz FM, Greatest Hits Radio, You're the Dons. All the BBC networks, Fix, we think you're incredible, but I can't get over this. This is amazing. And what a team. These beautiful people, our teams up in Newcastle, Manchester, and all back at the Lantern, thank you so much. They work tirelessly every single day to just make radio that people care about, like everyone in this room does every single time. I just want to thank everyone part of the Academy, our senior leadership team, Gary, Salty, Peter, Anne-Marie, Simon. You back hits, you believe in hits, and you let us try and do things. And in this game, that's so important. And then finally, I just wanted to thank everyone in this room. Like, tonight is exactly what this game is all about. Everyone in this room has made this industry bigger and better every single year, so we should be really proud of what we're doing in this game. This is for all of us tonight. Have an amazing night partying. Well done, gang.
One more time, let's hear it for your Station of the Year, Hits Radio!
Hits Radio! Yeah!
Hits has been a baby in this industry, hasn't it? And we've kind of, over the last sort of like 5 or 6 years, we've built it from a 800,000 reach radio station to now a brand that can hit about 5 million listeners. And it's just because like this team just keep going further and bigger and like higher than ever before. And it's, you know what our place is like to work in.
Yeah, it's
everyone
beautiful.
Just bust a gut because they really care about this game. I couldn't be prouder tonight, Tyler, because it's like, it is absolutely the squad that made this happen.
It's a really good camaraderie between everybody. And we're fully aware we're up against Capital, Heart, Radio 1, Radio 2, Radio, you know, for all these things, for figures every single day. But we keep battling. We're the new kid in town, and we're going to keep going until we're the number one.
Please join me in a massive round of applause for all of our winners and nominees this evening. A massive thank you as well to our judges, our generous sponsors, everyone up on there. Thank you so, so much. And thank you to the team at the Audio Academy. Once again, for the second time, thank you so much for having me back as your host. It has been such a pleasure to be here tonight. And please, can we have a round of applause for Tyler West as well, wherever Tyler is. But guys, from myself, from the Academy, and from everyone else, thank you so, so much. Go and enjoy your night. Long live radio.
All the winners have just been announced. We have come to the end of the Arias. Steph Hurst is about to DJ. I am with one of the winners. Who are you and what have you won?
I'm Kelly Wall from Pomona Audio, and we have won the gold for best music.
That is fantastic. How are you feeling?
Overwhelmed.
We're right by the speakers. It's not the best place.
We have a football match now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's We're all gearing up for the big chorus.
It's only going to get louder,
you know.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to get madder. How are you feeling?
I'm so proud of my team and of everyone. And of folk music, which is a genre that I've grown up in, to be able to represent that in this way on Radio 2. It's the dream job. I'm just so happy.
Hello, everyone. Georgie from the Audio Academy podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Silver for Best Music Breakfast Show, the Bald Builders.
Yes.
How are you all feeling?
Amazing. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's lovely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you had a good night?
Amazing night. It was free booze, wasn't it?
You are always the loudest in the room and you always bring the party.
We do indeed, and next year we're going to get gold. 100%.
Yeah, we had loads of nominations tonight, which I think is a wonderful endorsement of what you do.
Yeah, we're working hard at it. We're working really hard in the background and we're doing our best, yeah.
Hello, what have you? Who are you and what have you won?
My name's Louisa Lewis and I am the executive producer of the Michelle Hussain Show, and we have just won the Radio Times Moment of the Year.
That is fantastic.
Yes, I'd entitled it, Listen Love, You're Trying Ever So Hard, which is a verbatim quote from Nigel Farage.
Well, it is. And what a reaction in the room to that.
Yeah, it was great. It was just great. You know, Michelle's an incredibly, incredibly great journalist, and it was a wonderful, wonderful moment to sort of capture and to press somebody who wants to be the next Prime Minister. We're incredibly proud of the whole team, Jessica Beck, Chris Martlew, and, of course, Michelle Hussain.
Hi, Michelle.
I just need to just
tell him. Tell him you've won. Michelle Hussain is literally on the phone telling her husband that she has won the Gold Aria for Radio Times Moment of the Year, which I think is adorable. Isn't that fab? She's calling him right now to tell him. Congratulations, Radio Times Moment of the Year. How are you feeling?
I can't tell you how much this means to me. It's not only that it's a moment of the year, it's the fact that people voted for it. I'm still in absolute shock and awe, and I just really appreciate, you know, it's just putting this massive spring in my step and smile on my face. It's hard to launch something new. You start from zero viewers and listeners, and it really, to feel that a few months on, we've had this moment of recognition, it really means the world to me. I'm completely blown away.
This must feel even bigger because the British public voted for this.
Yeah, I think it's the only public vote I've ever been up for. And I'm really, really thrilled to have won it. And also, that list was full of amazing moments. And I love that list. It's a gorgeous list that is full of the massive richness and depth and passion in our industry. So to emerge from that kind of list and to be recognised in this way, it means even more. But overall, I just feel what amazing work is happening all around us. And that's why, despite all the disruption and how crowded the market is, we have so many brilliant people working in this business, and I'm so happy to be part of it.
Justin! Hello, darling.
Hello, Georgie, how are you?
I'm fine, I am recording, please don't swear. Justin Dilley from Three Counties Radio, nominated twice tonight, and got a bronze.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you
Big
very much.
Big up for BBC Local Radio.
Big up for BBC Local Radio. It was a great night.
disappointed we didn't get the gold, but a bronze is a great achievement.
It's a hell of a category you were in there.
When I saw that category a few weeks ago, I thought, oh my goodness, mate, how can we compete? But we did, we got a bronze. I'm very happy, very, very happy.
So, Brad, you can put it with all your other Aries. Are you building a garden wall?
Something like that. I mean the children look at them and they think they're toys. But they're not. Just to be nominated is a big thing. Like I say, every year, to anybody who's making audio, put your stuff in, because you never know. And to be in a room like this amongst the best, it's an amazing feeling.
Oh, that's better. We're fighting against Steph Hurst. Which is fine, because she's fabulous, but I am with Helen Thomas, head of BBC Radio 2. Great night for Trevor Nelson.
A wonderful night for Trevor Nelson, and I was lucky enough to be sitting next to him as the amazing Craig David started dropping the clues through the speech as to who this very special recognition award was going to. And Trevor, as that moment dawned and the horror, but you know, when he got up and he made that speech, wasn't it brilliant?
Gorgeous.
You could hear a pin drop, because that is how highly he is respected and rated. And we love him at Radio 2, and having him on weekday afternoons, Monday to Friday. He always said he'd never do mainstream daytime.
Did he?
Yeah.
It was always going to be nighttime.
Specialist. Like he was, as he said, you know, it was all, you know, music is the reason he got into this, but the lure of afternoons on Radio 2 just proved too tempting, and there he is, and he's smashing it. And I'm so proud. I'm so proud and happy for him. He deserves it.
I loved how everyone stood for him. And when he said, and when Craig David said that he changed the perception of music, music radio, black music into the mainstream, we were all nodding. We were going, yes, hell yes, that is exactly what that man did.
He's a pioneer.
Yeah.
He's a pirate pioneer, you know, and the support that he gave artists and the music, you see it bear out. I mean, he was the first person to have Destiny's Child play live at the Notting Hill Carnival, you know, on a float. You know, I mean, he that is the history of black music, R&B, soul, hip-hop, writ large, through that man.
And he's such a lovely guy as well, isn't he?
He really, really is. He lives it, he breathes it, he's humble, and he is going to be fronting a really special concert. The Music is Black at the Hackney Empire with DJ Spoonie, our two Hackney boys from Radio 2, the two of them together, telling the story of black British music with the Chinique Orchestra and some amazing singers. That will be going out on Radio 2 in June. It's recording next week, and I cannot wait.
I'm surprised any of that came out. It was so loud in there. And as you can probably tell, I may have had some wines on the night. Congratulations to everyone who was nominated and to all the bronze, silver and gold winners at the Arias. Thank you to our judges and sponsors, and of course to Rylan and Tyler West for hosting so beautifully, and to Scout Sophia Bolton for being our voice of God on the night. Replica Arias trophies are now available to buy, so go to audioacademy.org.uk/Arias/replicas to order yours. We have a social in Birmingham on the 1st of July in collaboration with our friends at Punch Records. It's at the Old Library, Gibb Street in Birmingham from 6 until 9, and Lauren Redfern from BBC Radio 1 will be in conversation. It's free for Audio Academy members, and non-members can sign up for just £4. Go to our website, audioacademy.org.uk. Next week, we find out what happened at our Liverpool Foot in the Door Day. I'll see you next week.